sing them over again to me, wonderful words of life.
Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida. Hello, this is Pastor Chaco Varghese from Parkland, Florida. Today we are discussing again continuation of the last part of the creation history. So we come to discuss God creation, Genesis 1:6. God said, "Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters." God made the firmament and divide the waters which were under the firmament from waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. Firmament means means an envelope of air around the earth with its accompanying cloud. Heaven, our natural environment, the blue distance between us and the stars. Now the third heaven, God's dwelling place, which is far surpassing our universe, God, heaven, and heaven of heavens can contain you, as it says in 1 Kings 8:27 by Solomon in his prayers. This makes us to think that the firmament contained water and cloud must have been high above the earth, not separating the surface of the earth. When God separates this envelope around the earth into two, in between means around the earth, there is this vast space of area God called the heaven. Now we know this heaven is or sky just above, or in a clear terms around the earth, because nowhere, no matter where you stand on the earth, we can see that our big blue sky all around our planet Earth. Praise God. Therefore, we can barely say above or below, because our planet is standing in the sky. Praise the Lord. Now, after he God made the angels, then he made the universe. As we study the book of Job, chapter 38, in verse 4 to 7, we see that all the sons of God, called sons of God, the angels united in a grand chorus or concert of praise. As just as we see in the Bible, the children of Judah celebrated the laying of the cornerstone. It says in the book of Zechariah 4:7 and in the book of Ezra. So it was a grand chorus. As Matthew Henry writes in his commentary, he says it was like the Phantom of the Opera. When God made the great creation, angelic beings were celebrating it. In Job 38:4-11, for humbling of Job, God here shows him his ignorance, even as we cannot find any fault with God's work, so we need not fear concerning it. The works of his providence, as well as the work of the creation, never can be broken, and the work of redemption is no less firm, of which Christ himself is both foundation and the cornerstone. The creation history was a great event, And later the disobedience of Lucifer was another big event. World went into darkness. Then Jesus, God had a plan, which is the creation has to be redone. We are going into the end of the end time, and we will come to the God's time that God will recreate our universe again. So in order to get there, before the Lord, Jesus returned to the earth, we will go through so much of struggle in the earth, because ultimately God will have his kingdom in the earth. God will bring heaven into earth, because Jesus prayed in Matthew chapter 6 in his prayer. We see that Jesus prayed, Father, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. So today, the things in the earth is not as according to the will of God. People live according to their desires. People live according to what they want to do. Therefore, Jesus prayed, Lord, let your kingdom come and your will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. This was a prayer the Lord has taught his disciples, which we all should pray every moment or every day, the same prayer Jesus prayed. We need the kingdom of God in the planet earth. The Lord Jesus came. When he came, he brought the kingdom. His kingdom shall now have no end. His kingdom is, kingdom of God is not food, not of any other things, no drinks, no food, no clothes, none of those things in the earth we see right now. But it's all about righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. God wants to bring righteousness, peace, and joy, and the Holy Spirit coming into the human hearts can only be happened by repentance. So Jesus preached the message of repentance. Repent. The kingdom of God is at hand. Because the kingdom of God is at hand, repent. And also in the Acts of Book of Acts, it says, everyone everywhere should repent now. Everyone need to be repented. Even the Christians, non-Christians, Jews and Gentiles, everyone. God demands repentance. Why? In the world, God demands repentance because we are all sinned. We lost the glory of God. We fell away from God's presence. But God came in the form of Jesus Christ in the human form. As his Son, his Word became flesh. And he came down to live among humanity. Praise the Lord. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 8, verse 14 says, the virgin shall have with a child, and he shall called great man, man of God. God's own son will be called Emmanuel. He will live among us. Jesus came 2,000 years before, and then he lived among his people. He lived among all kind of people in the surrounding villages of Sea of Galilee, and Jesus lived in Nazareth, and he traveled around that area. He preached the gospel of good news. All people lived there, not only Jews, also Gentiles. He traveled to Tyre and Sidon. He traveled to Samaria in the northern kingdom also. And he preached to the Gentiles. People came to see him from all over north and south of Israel and the surrounding villages, surrounding towns. And Jesus proclaimed them the way of salvation. So the way the God's kingdom will come is more people will receive Christ. Jesus said, "My kingdom, the kingdom of God is here. It's at hand," because he brought in righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. When you receive the righteousness of God by believing in Jesus Christ, confessing your sins, we become righteous before God. Our sins are forgiven, and the Holy Spirit reside in us, and Christ and the Father, one true God, in the Spirit, take seat in our heart, and we became the children of God with righteousness, peace, and the joy in the Holy Spirit. This is how the kingdom of God is established in the hearts of people. It's not a political system or political kingdom. When Pilate asked Jesus, "Are you a king?" He said, "Yes, I am the king." And he said, "My kingdom is not from this world. If it was from this world, my soldiers or my angels would have fought for me. But the kingdom, and I am born for the truth." The Pilate asks, "What is the truth?" But he didn't have a chance to hear the truth from Jesus at that time. He turned to the Jewish mob who was standing in front of him and asking to crucify Jesus. So those who believed in his death and resurrection, and those who believe that he forgives your sin, God forgives your sin, you believe in Jesus Christ, they shall be saved. So the way the kingdom of God is growing, as Jesus prayed, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in the earth as it is in heaven," which will happen as the kingdom of God will grow. The kingdom of God is growing, which was only in a small place in Jerusalem, then it went to Samaria, then it went to Judea, then it went to Antioch in Syria, then it moved towards Asia Minor, praise the Lord, at the time of Jesus' apostles, and it went around the Mediterranean coast, east and west, and it started spreading the kingdom of God. How many people have the kingdom in their heart? That big the kingdom of God will be. Now we have Jesus mentioned about a parable of a mustard seed. He said the kingdom of God is like a mustard seed. A person dropped it in the earth and it grew and it became one of the biggest trees in the world, in the earth. That is what kingdom of God is. The Lord's children, God's children, who has the kingdom in their heart is throughout the world. Every world, every island, maybe every corner of the earth, there are thousands and millions of children of God. This is the kingdom. The kingdom is in your heart when you accept Christ. You became the member of the kingdom of God. Now Jesus will come back, receive his members of the kingdom. The kingdom of God is established and it is preached throughout the world by the apostles, then the disciples and preachers like me and others. We are expanding, we are preaching the kingdom of God. He will reign forever. His kingdom will come. Now, one day, very soon, our Lord Jesus is going to return. The people who are waiting for him will be captured, taken up in the mid-air. Those who died in Christ, they also will resurrect, and they will be taken up first, along with resurrect first, and those who are alive will be transformed in a fraction of a second, as it says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16. Together we will rise in the mid-air to receive Jesus Christ. And there the Christ, the bridegroom of the church, takes the children of God, all from resurrected and also the ones who transformed, will be taken to heaven to the presence of the Father. Praise God. Praise the Lord. The Lord will be with them and they will be with them, with the Lord in heaven. They will receive the rewards and prizes for what their work they have done in the earth for the kingdom. Praise God. Now the Lord will be with them forever. After that, there is the wedding of the Lamb. The bride is mentioned as a symbolical for the bride is the church of Jesus Christ. And a symbolical bridegroom is the Christ, the Lord Jesus himself. They will be united by the Holy Spirit of God. They will become one in heaven in the presence of the Father, the prophets, the saints of Old Testament, and all the angels in heaven. They will be united, and which is called the wedding of the Lamb. The Lamb is Christ, who was, slain from the creation, from the creation of the earth. He was separated to be slain. And he was slain, means he was crucified on Golgotha, the mountain where Jesus was crucified. He was taken down and buried, resurrected on the third day. He is the Lamb of God. And he is our salvation. He gave us eternal life. This is the world that we are to talk about, the eternal life. Now your life will be forever. You will never die. You will never see any more death because you have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. There's only one God who can redeem you from your death, which is Christ. Christ has redeemed you and redeemed me with the blood that he paid as a price. And God forgave our sins. Now we are with Christ in the heaven. The eternal plan of God. Part by part, I am speaking about the eternal plan of God. God will, at the end, will recreate the universe again. Praise the Lord. But before the recreation of the universe, people of the earth, after the rapture of the saints, go to heaven. There will be a tormentation of punishment in the earth. There will be a person called the Antichrist who will be a fake Christ, who will come as a Messiah, as a duplicate by devil, the Lucifer, will put up a person from the earth, from the mass of people. There is a person will rise who will be the Antichrist or the false Messiah, who will make deal with Israel. He will make deal with every nations and every presidents and prime ministers. He will give all the intelligent ideas for economic false system. He will say, we will take over, continue providing benefits by making one world government. Satan will be the leader of the one world government, whereas Satan, the Lucifer, anoint this person whom we call the beast. The beast has a number called 666. By the number only you can do any trade or business or purchase or do anything you want to do. You have to use the number of the beast, which is 666. And then they will have this image of the beast. They will give power. Satan will give the power to the image of the beast, and the beast will speak, and you will have to fall down and worship him. They will put a seal on you so that you can do purchasing and communication and everything in the world at that time. This period is called the tribulation, 7 year tribulation in the earth. If you read the book of Revelation chapter 6 onwards till chapter 18, you can see all the tormenting punishment that God is going to pour in the earth for those who live at the time. Many people who does not accept the seal of Satan or the beast will be killed. And those who get killed will reach the throne of God in heaven, their spirit. At the time, Christ and the church is in heaven. Now the beast is making deal with Israel. They will make the temple in the first 3.5 years. But at the end of the 3.5 years, which is called the middle of the week, they will change. The beast will turn around and say, I'll put my idol in the temple. And then the Jews will refuse. He will start killing the Jews at the time. And that is called the Great Tribulation. In the Great Tribulation, the Jewish nation will be, half will go to exile and half will run around in the mountains and the neighboring countries. And then at the end, Christ will return at the end of the 7th year. Jesus returns to save the Jewish nation. Those who believe and left over at the time, who accepted Jesus Christ as the Messiah, they will be saved and they will be joined with the Church of Jesus Christ. Now Jesus becomes the King of the universe. At the time there will be the great war called Armageddon. All the nations come against Israel by the power, by the authority, by the leadership of the beast. And the beast will be caught, and then he will be put in the bottomless pit. Then there will be a 1,000-year reign. The Jews left over, they will recognize who Jesus Christ, that he himself was the Messiah. Their forefathers have crucified him. But he was God, he resurrected from the dead, as it was written in the books, in the prophecies. All the prophecies concerning Christ has been fulfilled. And they will realize they have been wrong about it, and they understood that Jesus was the Messiah. Now the throne of David will be placed, and Jesus will rule on the throne for 1,000 years. This is the hope of every Christian and every believer who believe in Jesus Christ. God's eternal plan is in his time. His time, Son Jesus was born. In his time, he was crucified, and in his time, he was resurrected and went to heaven. Now we are waiting for his time to return, and then he will rule the earth 7 years after, as we have just said. Now the Lord will return for those who are waiting for them. May I conclude this minute about this message, and the Lord may richly bless you. And if you like to support this ministry, please send your donation to 2960 Southwest Map Road, MAPP, Palm City, Florida 34990, or Life Eternal Ministries, 8187 Northwest 107 Terrace, Parkland, Florida 33076. And my email address is P like Peter, R like Robert, dot CHACKOV like Victor at gmail.com. Thank you, and may the Lord richly bless you.
Christ the Blessed One gives to all wonderful words of love.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast this morning. And if you have any more questions, or if you'd like to contact me and talk more about this subject, please call me at 954-993-0491. And my email address is P like Peter, R like Robert, dot CHACKOV like Victor at gmail.com. That is PR dot CHACKOV at gmail.com.
This morning, saw a world full of trouble. Now I thought, how do we ever get so far down, and how's it ever gonna turn around? So I turned my eyes to heaven. I thought, God, why don't you do something? Well, I just couldn't bear the thought of people living in poverty, children sold into slavery. The thought disgusted me, so I shook my fist at heaven. I said, God, why don't you do something? He said, I did. Yeah. I created you.
Now listen.
If not us, then who? If not me and you, right now. Well, it's time for us to do something. Talking about how we are God's hands and feet, but it's easier to say than to be. Live like angels of apathy, who tell ourselves it's alright, somebody else will do something. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm sick and tired of life with no desire. I don't want a flame, I want a fire. I want to be the one who stands up and says, I'm gonna do something.